Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
We welcome in the irreplaceable from the Australian, part of the Triple M NRL family. Brent Reid, g'day, Reidy.
Hello, gents. How are you? It's been a long year, you're right. It's a bit sad that it's over, but you know, a little bit of mixed emotions. I love talking to you blokes every week.
Well, we appreciate it. We know that you had the afternoon with some colleagues at a little place called the Grappa, which is obviously famous from Mr. Bennett's visit there. But, mate, you have been just... Before we get stuck into what your mail is, we have been a breath of fresh air this year with your crosses, with your everything you've done with us on the show. We love your contribution, we wouldn't be the same show without you, mate. So we appreciate it. Thank you very much,
mate. Appreciate it. Love it.
But we're judging you based on this final mail. Like, you're only as good as your last mail, Reid, and this is your last mail.
The last week was outstanding.
I think it was.
All right. Best. What's headlining the news at the moment in the NRL world?
Yeah, look, obviously the big sort of, well, one of the big stories this week's been young Joseph Suaalii and his move to the Roosters. Looks like that'll happen imminently. He'll start training with them, they're hoping, next Monday. But there was a bit of talk about James Tedesco and a lot of that if the Roosters couldn't get a deal done with James Tedesco, that Suaalii's in an insurance policy and all that sort of stuff. He's got a year left on his deal, Teddy. As I understand it, the Roosters are very close to announcing something with him, a long-term deal. It'll be, as I understand it, a three-year extension of that current deal. We're talking the vicinity of upwards of $3 million. And I think we can put it to bed. Teddy's not going anywhere, and he'll be there for the long term. I wouldn't be surprised we hear something in the next week or so on James Tedesco and staying at the Roosters. So big signing for them, the big news for that club.
Fantastic news for that club. We have recency bias as a code, and we all look back and all of a sudden Cameron Munster's the best player in the game because of what he's done in the grand final. And I've got to look, I've said it here as well, but let's not forget this guy, James Tedesco, man, he's on top of the tree as well. And when he's back and firing, the Roosters are firing. And if anyone wants to put a line through the Roosters, remember the best player or the second best player or the equal first best player in the world is their fullback, and he's going to be there for a long time.
Yep.
So, Reidy, just quickly before we move on from the Roosters and Suaalii, do you have an idea about whether Peter Volandis will give the green light for this kid to debut before he's 18?
I think they will. I think they've made that from everything they've said out of Rugby League Central. Andrew Abdo and Peter Volandis have indicated that they will allow him to do that. So I'd imagine if the Roosters come to them at some point early next year and say, can we play him? I'd be stunned if the NRL knocked it back. So I imagine we'll see him as a 17-year-old at some point next year. I'm not sure if they'll start round one, but because they've got obviously Brett Morris and Daniel Tupou as wingers, but I think he'll be there at some point. There's no doubt about that.
Pretty exciting stuff. All right, from a new rooster to an old rooster, Mitchell Pearce. There was speculation straight after the season finished that he might be headed to the Eels in a player swap with Mitchell Moses, but Adam O'Brien has been pretty strong in his stance that Mitchell Pearce is the man he wants at the club.
Yeah, and the Knights have reached out to Mitchell. They want to catch up with him next week to try and resolve his future. I reckon this got knocked over pretty quickly because PSC settled in Newcastle now. He's about to get married. Yeah. His future wife's opened up a studio down there, an exercise. I'm not sure what it is, yoga or Pilates.
Come on, Reidy, you're a journalist, mate. Get the details.
I think it's Pilates. My wife does it. But so they're pretty settled down there. And, you know, again, he's going to have to take a little pay cut, Mitch Pearce, because he's on a hell of a lot of money. And I think he'll agree to that because I think he wants to stay in Newcastle. He's got no desire to leave. I reckon they'll do a two-year deal down there, another 2 years. He's got a year to go. Pearce will probably see out his career at the Knights. So, that again, I reckon they'll get knocked over pretty quickly and we'll hear something pretty soon on Mitchell Pearce's future.
Yeah, I hope he does. He's been great for the Knights, and look, they've got a little Gooden coming. Pretty underrated Jake Clifford who's going from the Cowboys to the Knights, and if he can get a combination going with Junior Pearce, the old and the young, the buck and the old bull, so they could be very good to have something a good partnership for the next couple of years.
I was going to say, you mentioned Clifford, and I think that'll be a running story over the entire off-season, Jake Clifford, because I don't think Newcastle have given up on trying to get him, and I don't think they will until the season kicks off. I think I think, you know, obviously the Cowboys got offered Gareth Widdop. They knocked it back because he wanted too much money. Again, Gareth Widdop may appear on their radar again if he's willing to take a pay cut or a reduction in what he asked for originally up in Townsville. But I reckon that's going to keep running the Jay Clifford story because I think the Knights want him. And as I understand it, he's pretty keen to get down there now rather than in 12 months' time.
This is the whole thing of being able to sign a year in advance and go a year early is something.
It's ridiculous.
It should be the next item on Peter Vellante's checklist because it does nothing for the fans, it does nothing for the players, and it just confuses. You know who it does benefit, though? Managers.
I've got a theory on it. You want to hear my quick
theory? I'd love to hear it, Reddy.
I think what they should do is a year. You should only be able to negotiate a year out if you've served a certain amount of time, if you're a veteran player. If you've served 8 or more years in the NRL, negotiate a year out. But if you're a guy like Jake Clifford who's only just started, you've got to wait till mid-year.
I love that.
It's not a bad.
I love that, Rudy.
Not a bad one, Rudy. Oh,
that's fantastic. It's.
You've got to earn the
right.
You've got to earn the right to be able to do that. You can't.
Same as just on that little tangent. And while I'm thinking here, I think also that the longer you stay at one club, your club should be rewarded in the salary cap.
Yeah. Well, they get a little bit now, but it's not a lot. That's the problem. These get $200,000. You're allowed long serving allowance, but it's not a lot. It doesn't make a big difference, really.
Actually, you know what, boys? Let's bundle all these ideas together. We got to send Pete a Christmas card anyway. We'll put all these to-do lists for him for next year.
I've already sent him one. I sent him a selfie saying, hi, Pete.
Yeah. I knew there was a reason he wasn't coming on the show anymore. Hey, Reedy, before we finish up.
Any talk about Benji at the Bulldogs for a year, Reedy?
I think what will happen there is if the Bulldogs can't get Burton, again, I think Burton will run a little bit in the off-season, then trying to get Burton out of Penrith. You know, I think if it gets to January, February, and they haven't been able to get him, then I think Canterbury will look at Gareth Widdop and Benji Marshall because they need some depth in the half. So, again, Benji might be a saga that runs for months.
All right. Wow. Brent Reid, the final Reedy's Mail for 2020. Reedy, you've been, dare we say it, irreplaceable. You've been outstanding this year, as MG said off the top. You get out there and enjoy your off-season. Don't mix it up too rough with all your journo mates. We know how you blokes tend to get in the off-season.
Oh, nude.
We've heard it here first.
I bet the Daily Telegraph photographers won't be there to capture those ones.
No. Buzz Rothfield, in your Sunday column, What's the Buzz? This is it. They all got nude today.
You need a Zoom lens for me.
Oh, and on that low note, Brent Reid,
pepper on it.
Bid you farewell for the year. We'll speak to you early in 2021.
Good night, mate.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.